But the freezing cold crept through the cracks, into the carriage, and underneath my clothes. Nobody informed me about the length of my journey, so I was just hoping to arrive to the school alive. It was dark when I arrived, so the only thing I could see was a very large house. Miss Miller, the teacher, took me into the school, where I was greeted by almost 80 girls. They were dressed in very ugly brown dresses, and they did not look happy at all. It was time for supper, so the teacher led us all to the eatery. I was so hungry and was hoping to get some hot soup. To my surprise, we all got only water and a small piece of bread to eat. I drank all my water because after my journey I was very thirsty, but I was too tired to eat anything. When the meal was over, the girls joined to say a prayer, and then we all went up the stairs to the bedroom. I was so exhausted that I did not notice what the room looked like. I just saw long rows of beds and a few small lights in the corners of the room. The beds weren't too big, but each of them was shared by two girls. I slipped into mine, and I don't remember my head touching the pillow. It was an early morning when I heard a bell ringing. It was still dark outside, and the room was very cold. To make matters worse, we had to wash in freezing cold water. I was given the brown dress that all the other girls were wearing, and then I walked down the stairs to the classroom, where our early morning lessons were about to begin. My stomach was rumbling loudly, as it seemed like a long time since I had anything to eat, but the smell of burning food coming from the kitchen stopped us all from going to the breakfast. We were cold, hungry, and miserable. At 9 o'clock, our lessons began again. I carefully looked around to see who the girls in my class were. Some of them were almost young women, but in those ugly dresses, we looked almost the same. I did not like the teachers. They were unfriendly, cold, and very strict. The only one who was nicer was Miss Temple, the head teacher. She came to see us during the morning. "I know that you couldn't eat your breakfast this morning, and I am sure you are very hungry. I have decided that I would pay for your lunch myself. You will have cheese and bread." After lunch, we were sent out to the garden. It was cold, and my brown dress was too thin to keep me warm. It immediately reminded me of the walks in Mrs. Reed's garden that I hated. The girls looked very cold, and some of them even ill. I walked around and hoped to find somebody to talk to, but no one even looked at me, let alone spoke to me. I walked even more and found a girl reading a book, so I decided to be friendly with her. "What are you reading? Is it interesting?" I asked. "I like it," she replied, and looked at me. I sat next to her. She smiled. Her name was Helen Burns. I liked her right away. "Is Miss Temple the owner of our school?" Helen shook her head. "Mr. Brocklehurst owns the school. He pays for our clothes and food." Helena closed the book and turned to me. I asked her many more questions, and she patiently answered all of them. That afternoon, I found out that Mr. Brocklehurst was not a generous man. There was not enough food for all of us, and because of that, many girls...